Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Steve Brown is at the State House with some cautionary words from Governor Charlie Baker today. Steve, what is the governor saying?
So the governor is concerned about those forecasts, like the forecast that Dave Epstein just gave us. He's concerned that there'll be major flooding up and down the coast beginning tonight through Saturday. He's concerned that people won't get out of low-lying coastal areas once the high tide comes along. That'll be about 11:30 tomorrow morning. At this time, there's not a mandatory evacuation order. It's suggested if you live somewhere that usually floods and is cut off for a while after the storm, you might want to go somewhere else if you can. The governor's suggesting residents who live in areas that were flooded during the January 4th storm evacuate.
5 inches of rain in less than 12 hours, combined with two major high tides, and the notion that a lot of that first high tide is not going to recede because the storm surge is coming in behind it, people should take this really seriously.
Now, as a precaution, the governor has activated the National Guard. 200 personnel are being called in. They'll have 34 light, medium tactical vehicles. Those are high water vehicles. They'll be strategically staged to go in and rescue anyone who might need it.
Steve, what are transportation officials for the state saying about travel tomorrow?
Well, the T and commuter trains will operate tomorrow, although they have canceled commuter ferry service. Coast Guard says the conditions are just going to be too rough for that. The T is preparing for flooding. Sandbags have been placed outside the Aquarium T stop on the Blue Line. Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack is most concerned about the commuter rail routes along the coast, since flooding from high tides will bring salt water onto the tracks.
Salt water is really hard on mechanical and electrical, so if we have long-term tidal inundation, which the forecasts are calling for, it may interrupt service and it may take us a while to get service back safely.
Now, Secretary Pollack says to check the MBTA apps and alerts to find out about your commute. And if you're flying out of Logan Airport tomorrow, be aware that high winds might make it hard for the planes to take off and land. So delays are expected over there. Of course, you should check with your airline ahead of time to find out about your flight.
Okay, thank you. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.